As couples across the country prepare to celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday, health officials are urging individuals to be mindful of their sexual health. Focal point person for infectious diseases at the Health Security Unit, Aria Scott, says Valentine's Day is a wonderful occasion for expressing love, but it's crucial individuals exercise safe practices so as to curb the spread of sexually transmitted infections, STIs.
I know that there's a lot of events happening. Persons probably are going out for dinner and there will be alcohol involved. And what I would like to say is to plan ahead. You know, walk with your condoms, ensure that they're stored safely away from sharp objects. Ensure that you are tested before. If you know that you're going to go out, ensure that you go and get a test done. And also set boundaries for yourself before you go to any events. And I think having an accountability partner be there for you when you're drinking alcohol is important, and to limit your alcohol intake.
Scott says using protection and getting regularly tested can significantly reduce the risk of STIs.
Yes, there's a lot of stigma still around testing, and we encourage everyone to come and get tested, because when you test, you know your status. And when you know your status, you can then get your medication if needs be and prevent transmission in the communities. And it's about protecting yourself, protecting your partner, and protecting the community as a whole.
Scott also offered some important tips for couples.
So I would say to always stay protected. Secondly, to get tested regularly. And also, I want to send a message to persons living with HIV also to adhere to their medication. It's important to prevent the spread of the infection, and it's also important for your own health, right? So my final message is just to say love is about communication. Love is about respect. It's about boundaries, and it's about protection.
Focal point person for infectious diseases at the Health Security Unit, Aria Scott. And as people gather to celebrate, the hope is that this Valentine's Day will not only be marked by gifts and candlelit dinners, but also by a renewed commitment to health and safety, laying a foundation for lasting relationships. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.